Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Pat, Chris, I don't know if you guys saw this, but just yesterday, they foiled the plot to there was going to be a bomb.
Yeah.
You know, allegedly a bomb was going to go in Manhattan, mm-hmm. in the Federal Reserve Building, or out to trying to blow up the Federal Reserve Building.
Right.
It's reported that this suspected terrorist parked a van. And he thought, listen to this, he thought he had a 1,000-pound bomb that he was getting ready to blow up next to the Federal Reserve Building, mm-hmm. of course, in Lower Manhattan.
Right.
I mean, just that alone.
That's something.
I can't wait for you guys to visit, because let me tell you something. This just, it's crawling with people. It's the financial district. I mean, it's the World Trade Center was down there. Now Freedom mm-hmm. Towers is going up, almost completed, you know.
Right.
We keep saying that, but it's almost completed. And... This was a big deal, because it was a sting operation, and apparently it's this 21-year-old man, Kwasi Mohammed Rizwano Nafis, and he came over on a visa, as a student visa, mm-hmm. and with a purpose, they're saying here, that, you know, for launching a terror attack. And so, you know, the Commissioner Ray Kelly here in New York, the police department, he's saying that, you know, it was clear that his intent was to create mayhem. In fact, mm-hmm. they got some information from him. Apparently, it was on a USB drive that says that he wanted to destroy America by going after its economy. And then in his statement referred to, you know, Osama bin Laden. And so mm-hmm. This young man lived in the Queens. So, Jeffrey, we do got to talk about this. He's from the Queens. All right. We got to talk about
right,
this.
Right.
But, I mean, it just never, you know, we can never sleep. Mm-mm. We can never sleep knowing that, or basically sleep on the fact that there are people, radical Islam, mm-hmm. that want to destroy our country. And they wanted to, it was being reported that he wanted to disrupt it during our presidential election. I mean, this is just not right. I want to encourage you this morning, continue to pray for our nation, continue to pray for the safety of our president, continue to pray that all of these plots will be rooted, mm-hmm. and they will all be exposed.
Right, uprooted.
You know? Yeah, uprooted and exposed, because this is serious stuff. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, God will protect us, but we need to cry out to him.
That's right.
I mean, we just need to cry out to him. And there's gross darkness that's out there, but let me tell you, God's light shines very bright in darkness. So I wanted to continue to share and talk about, Pat and Chris, I want to talk about, I don't know if you guys saw this, that Detroit.
Yeah.
Motown.
Yeah.
Okay?
Steve's hometown.
Is that Steve's hometown? Yeah, I know that's Steve's hometown. Detroit, the police department, they're actually warning visitors and saying that it is unsafe to enter Detroit now. This is the police department.
Yeah.
Now, they have this sign that says, attention, enter Detroit at your own risk. Okay? They had this rally not too long ago, and they go into how, you know, Detroit now is very unsafe, mm-hmm. and listen to some of the things that they're stating. This is so important, because I think you're going to start seeing this all across the country, mm-hmm. and Detroit is maybe just even a model to see. We can learn some things, mm-hmm. but basically what's happening is that the officers, they're saying that they can no longer work for 12-hour shifts on the money that they're getting paid. Mm. At the same time, the city's saying, we can't afford to pay you. Now, you can understand that, you know, they're operating now. They used to have a police department of 2,000 police officers, mm-hmm. and now they're down to about 1,000.
Oh wow!
You know, they're greatly reduced staff. But you got to understand that Detroit has been hit hard during these economic times. I mean, mm-hmm. not only is it one of the most it's the second most violent city in the United States.
Oh wow.
21.4 violent crimes per 1,000 people in 2011. And this is like this is serious. Not only that, but its unemployment rate is at 20%. And the poverty rate is about 37%. Now, you understand that the national average of unemployment is about 7.8%. So you're looking at almost three times the national average of unemployment.
Right.
You know, so it's let's catch a clue here. There, if people are unemployed and they're not working, these are less revenue and less taxes and less money. I mean, and then you have increase of crime. It's just almost a perfect storm that's brewing, you know?
Yeah.
And basically, they're trying to cut pay, but what they're trying to do is trying to warn citizens. Now, they're trying to warn visitors not to come to Detroit or enter at your own risk.
Mm-hmm.
Think about this. Think about what's happening already, and we haven't seen bottom yet.
Right.
We haven't seen what is yet to come. And just a lot of these cities don't have the resources. But Detroit's not the only one. You know, even here in New Jersey, Camden, New Jersey, I don't know if you heard about this, but they're just reducing their police departments.
Oh, wow.
And Camden, now Camden is a city that's kind of like right outside of Philly. So it's like South Jersey. And kind of the same reason there. They had 273 police officers, and they're getting rid of all their police officers, going from a city-type police force to now a county police force to save money. Because these cities now are basically running out of all their resources. Wow. I mean, the bottom hasn't dropped yet. And you keep propping an economy, and you keep trying to keep putting Band-Aids and Band-Aids over it. But if there is no funds, there is no funds. I mean, think about it. Camden's budget, I'm saying this for a reason, because I think we're looking at a model here of what's really happening across the country and really with our own federal government. I mean, Camden had a budget of $167 million. Listen to this. Their police department budget was $55 million, okay? And they only collected $21 million in property tax.
Oh, wow.
That's 13% of their budget, and they made up the difference from the state. They, you know, according to this article, and they're making the difference from the state, and the state's saying, hey, listen, we can no longer do this. We can no longer, they've cut all the funding off, and we can no longer continue to provide these monies that are going out. And so now they're transitioning. They're going to go into a countywide police force, which is non-union. And what's happened is that these the unions are getting in there, and they have such a lucrative contract that the police chief says, he says, how can we bring down crime when our police officers in this city have better hours than bankers? It's like, you know, they have all these different things, and you know, you're in a quagmire because you really want the safety of the police officers to be able to protect the environment. You really appreciate what they do because they really stand on the line to protect our freedoms, you know, our constitutional rights. They're there to filter out all the, you know, things that happen in our communities. But at the same time, you can't, if you can't afford, if you have to do some restructuring, you got to do some restructuring.
Right.
Because you're looking at a major dilemma. The city of Camden, okay, they lost 60,000 jobs. 60,000 jobs. And what you're looking at is as these communities and these cities are losing resources, they're losing finances, they're also losing the ability to have police on the, you know, boots on the ground, if you will.
Right.
And why are we saying this? Because look, we're going to be facing some very, very difficult and challenging times.
Absolutely.
I mean, we've talked about this before and we keep sharing about this, but I think sometimes, you know, people can live in a vacuum and just don't pay attention, don't know what's going on. It's what the VFN Radio Show all about. It's here to encourage you, it's here to educate you and to give you hope in the Lord. God is shining his light. And God is going to provide a way, but we need to turn to God. It's not going to be in all this restructuring. It's not going to be in the changes of man. But, you know, one thing is for sure. We definitely have to turn to the Lord.
Yeah,
I mean, he's actually been preparing us for this. And at the same time, we can't be spending money that we don't have.
That's right.
We can't be spending money. And how can we as the church begin to start saying, hey, y'all need to get in place and you get these budget rights and all this union and start doing all these different things? Right, Pat? I mean, talk to me. Think about it. How can we be doing this if only 3% of the church is actually tithing, giving offering to God, according to George Barna?
That's right.
I mean, really, it's an indictment. 97% mm-hmm. of the church is not even honoring God and is not faithful in their tithe and offerings. Mm-hmm. How in the world can we expect the world to be fiscally responsible?
That's right.
And yet again, I don't know if we'll get to it today, but they're using the same word, prophetic word. They're talking about fiscal cliff. My understanding is that some CEOs have written a letter to the president. 16 of the nation's largest financial services have written a letter to inform the president and the Congress that, you know, don't let us go, basically, over this fiscal cliff. Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying. This is the exact words in quotations. Don't let us go over this fiscal cliff.
Yeah.
And so hopefully we'll get a chance to talk about that more. But we're living in some very serious times, and it's time for the church to be in order.
That's right.
It's not hard.
Mm-mm.
It's not hard. We just, you know, we just hear what God says.
And we do it.
And by the grace of God, that's right. That's right. We do it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.